Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, folks. 99.1 FM Talk. I'm John Potter in the studio. Our first guests of the morning, big stars from the Cirque Show, which is now at the Eldorado Showroom. God bless the Eldorado for bringing back the shows that we used to see, but you've never seen anything like this one. The official name, and by the way, there's Sherry Moshe, who you play the role of Tatiana. What does Tatiana do in the show?
Well, I'm one of the singers. There's four vocalists in the show. Phenomenal singers, if I do say so myself. But they're, Tatiana is basically, she started as a chorus girl.
Yeah.
And the idea is that the ringmaster saw something in me and decided to make me the star of the show. So it's really a glamorous, fun, kind of sexy role, all the things up my alley. But I love it. Yeah, it's really fun to do every night.
Is that the plot? Because I was sitting there kind of dazzled by it all.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm glad you were dazzled by it. I guess, David, actually, you were one of the creators of the show, so you can speak more to the whole conceptualizing and everything of that nature.
Yeah.
Jean-Philippe is the bartender, and he's kind of my love interest in the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so David, now Sherry is from the U.S., but David comes here from Great Britain.
I do come from England, yes, just south of London.
Just south of London, the host of the Cirque Show. What's the full name of the Cirque Show?
Cabaret Le Cirque.
Okay.
Cabaret Le Cirque.
It has that cabaret feel with the little tables sitting around there, and you're up close to you guys.
Yeah, they've kind of changed the, for those who have been to the Eldorado showroom before, they've taken out the seats at the bottom and they've created a large flat space and they've put a stage on top of that, but then they've, you know, put chairs and tables around the stage. So you get that up close kind of feeling of being in a nightclub, which is, you know, when we were kind of creating the show, that's kind of what we wanted. We wanted that intimate nightclub, almost Moulin Rouge kind of style feel. And I think that, I mean, I'm being a little biased here, but I think that we kind of achieved that. I think that everyone that kind of sits in what we call the ringmaster seating kind of gets that up close feel, because you know, the dancers and the singers in the show, they're practically on top of you. And also the circus acts, it's a fantastic show. We combine singing and dancing with the world of Cirque. We've got six fantastic circus acts that perform during the show. And when you're up close to the stage like that, I mean, they're flying, literally flying right above your head.
Speaking of flying above your head, Alan Silva, aerialist from Brazil. Oh my gosh, my friend, you were twirling around up there. I was so worried about you, and your two arms are on ribbons. It seemed like that. Anyway, talk to the folks and tell us about the show and how you enjoy it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us here today. Yeah, my name is Alan Silva. I come from Brazil. I'm a sixth generation circus performer in my family. So I grew up training when I was 4 years old, then started performing when I was six, and didn't stop performing since then.
Obviously training, because you just blew me away with this stuff. How did it all start for you? Was somersaults when you were a kid, or what?
Well, yeah, when you're a kid, you learn the basics, right? You always have to learn the basics first, and then from there on, you can choose, you know, what you like the most, you know, different disciplines that you learn. And then I chose to do aerial because I just always, I don't know, it just make me feel, you know, free and make me feel good. And I just like being up in the air and, you know, the reaction that the audience had, because especially people, they don't expect me to see me flying. So I'm only 3'10".
3'10".
Yes. So when people see my stature, they don't expect that I'll do something like this, flying in the air and acrobatics. So there's always like that wow moment. And I like to surprise people.
Being 3'10", did that actually make the decision for you to be in show business?
No, not at all, because my whole family was. Like I said, I'm the sixth generation in my family. So that was basically a family business, right? So it's not like I didn't have a choice. I could just go to school and decide to, you know, do something else. But it's in your blood, you know. And I have two kids, and they're probably going to end up, you know, performing as well. So,
well, okay, so, Alan, you're from Brazil. David's from England. What's your take on the U.S. and your time here? You got some good stories on that?
Well, yeah, I've been here since 2003, so I've been in U.S. for 20 years. And I was performing in Las Vegas for 18 years until 2020. And
so you lived in Vegas?
Yes.
For 18 years?
Yes, I'm still living in Vegas. That's my home base still. I'm here in Reno for the duration of the show here, Cabaret Le Cirque. Eventually I'll, you know, go back home. I still have my family there and everything. So,
but you're a Nevadan.
Yes, in Nevada.
Your residence in Nevada for
it
over
is Nevada.
Like 20 years now.
Yes, so it's home, you know, after that it's home. Time to time, you know, I get to travel and go to other countries to perform, like in Italy and Paris and Spain and so many other. I was just fortunate enough because I've been in America's Got Talent season 15. And it was really good for me. I ended up being a finalist on the show, which leads me to perform in many different countries and many different places.
Oh, see, now people are going to recognize you now.
Yeah, a lot of people recognize, yes.
You were a finalist in,
America's Got Talent season 15. And then I also did the America's Got Talent this year, which aired in January, which was the All Stars, which they called like the best of the best to compete against each other, which was another great experience to be able to have under my pocket.
Oh, a star. So, David, you're from England.
I am, yes.
Live in the U.S. now?
No, I actually still live in the UK. I spent, this is actually my fourth time in Reno, my fourth time at the El Dorado showroom. My first time was back in 2007 with a show called the 12 Irish Tenors. And then I came back, did a Christmas show with the Osmonds. And then I came back a few years later and did a Frankie Valli show here. So it kind of,
name dropper.
Name dropper here.
It kind of feels like, it always feels like I'm coming home when I come to Reno because I'm so familiar with the place and I have a lot of good memories here and I actually have a lot of good friends that I've made here over the years. So it's always such a joy to come back here.
You couldn't find a bigger contrast than being from England and being in Las Vegas, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I actually spent 2 years in Vegas a few years back, working at a couple of the casinos down there.
How are Americans different? As
I think we're the same but different. I mean, we have a different accent. We have different words for things. Sometimes I'll say things, you know, backstage at the theater, and all the Americans in the cast will just laugh at me, and you know, I do then turn around to them and say, well, we created the language. It is called English after all. But no, I love being here. I've got so many, you know, my partner's American. I have so many wonderful American friends. And, you know, it's always such a joy to come back here and work in this beautiful country.
So we'll talk about the show when we come back. We're going to take a break soon. But you're going around the world pretty much with this show, aren't you? I mean, you just came from Brazil, was it? With the show, or
well, we came from South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina, so that country.
Yeah, that country. Alan's just from Brazil, but we came from South Carolina, and we're here, and we are here currently until the end of July.
That could be extended, right?
That could change,
if we get enough people to come out and
absolutely.
See this show.
Absolutely. If your good
the
listeners come and see us perform, then maybe we'll be here a little longer. We would hope. I mean, we would all love to be here.
I mean, why not, folks? I mean, the tickets are what? Start at $30. Do you know what they're running for in Vegas?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the quality of the show, the amount of people that come and see the show, and they, you know, they've been down to Vegas and they've seen all the big, you know, Cirque du Soleil shows and all the big, you know, spectacles down there. And they're like, wow, your show blew us away. You know,
it does.
It was the quality of the show.
I'm a fanboy. I really am.
We're We're not even paying him to say that.
I was really astounded by it. And this is a treasure. This is a treasure in our town. This could help revitalize our downtown and make it like it was.
Absolutely.
I mean, David, we had shows in every casino and orchestras.
You really did,
and
yeah.
Performers, yeah. And everything like that. This is the Reno that I want to bring back. And
absolutely.
This is a darn good show. So, Sherry, okay, so he worked and they worked with the Osmonds and Frankie Valli. How about you?
Well, my background's actually mostly in regional theater, so I come from Chicago. There's a lot of really great professional theater in Chicago, so I've actually been fortunate. I've worked with, I'm going to name drop for David first real quick. He's been on the West End. He's very humble, but he's got a big, long career, and he's very experienced and wonderful.
Thank you,
the whole cast,
Sherry.
Is, honestly. And actually, sorry, I'm going
to... I'm just old. I'm just older than everyone else.
I'm with you there, buddy.
I've just been doing it a lot longer than everyone else.
I'm with you there.
And actually, Alan, he's 3'10", but his biceps are the size of my head, just for the audience, because I know you can't see how ripped this guy is, but everywhere we go, he's
dude, you are me. A brute.
Yes. Yeah. He will mess you up. Don't ever make him angry. But yes, okay, sorry. So my career, bouncing back and forth here. I did a lot of regional theater for a long time. I've also worked on cruise lines for about 5 years.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I've also traveled quite a bit.
Did you like that?
Cruise? I loved it, yeah. You know, it's funny. I thought I was just going to do one or two contracts because it's pretty decent money and you're performing. And I went, oh, I love to travel for free. Why not? And I ended up doing it much longer than I anticipated because it was so much fun. And, yeah, I got to see Greece and Alaska, Central America.
But you run into the same audience constantly in the hallways and everything,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
You like that?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, I love to talk to people and see what they thought of the show. And
okay.
Yeah, generally people have been very supportive. And
we're going to take a break, talk about the show. I'm going to try to get some gossip out of you about what working with the Osmonds and Frankie Valli was like. That'd be so cool. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We'll be back.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk. KKFT.
News. Talk. Truth.
Hi there. Hi, friends. Welcome back. Our phone number, well, you know it by now. 775-884-9910. That's the first time I gave a phone number without looking at the sheet of paper. That's a big thing. I'm John Potter in the studio, the cast from the new Cirque show at the El Dorado. It's called Cirque de
Cabaret Le Cirque. You're doing close great, enough. John.
Yeah.
But they're not all the same. And this one, as I said, I've seen Cirque shows in Vegas. This one I love very, very much. It's a really great show. And it premiered here in Reno. This was your big premiere in Reno after rehearsing in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
What was it? Do you have, two of you are not from this country, do you have favorite places now in the United States?
I mean,
obviously here.
Reno is up there. It really, I mean, but it actually is up there. It's beautiful. You've got this city, you've got this downtown kind of casino city vibe. You're surrounded by the beautiful Sierra Nevada mountains.
Right.
You've got Lake Tahoe just a short trip away. You can drive out to Napa Valley. You can drive out to San Francisco. Like, there is so much to do here. But we're not here to talk about the wonderful sights of Reno. We're here to talk about our fabulous show that you can come and see here in Reno.
All right. When people ask, hey, what does your show have? What do you tell them? All three of you.
I think the show, I mean, this show is very unique. It for me, is like a modern cabaret style with a lot of singing, dancing, and circus act. So it's a big mix of everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can't go wrong, you know? You go there and you see everything. You have a good time. I think that by the end of the show, people are like, you know, they want to get up and dance and sing along and...
Yeah. Yes, and you invite people onto the stage to have a drink at the bars on either side of the stage.
Right.
But, yes. But David, you have to give a warning to people when they
I
get up.
I do have to give a warning. So we have two bars that are set up either side of the stage. You don't have to actually step onto the stage platform to get to the bars. You can just walk around the side. But there's two poles right next to these bars because there's dancers' platforms above it. And so I have to
dancers are on top of this?
Or? Mm-hmm. The dancers are on top of the bars. So I have to give a warning at the top of the show not to stand lean against or stand underneath the pole is because you may get straddled by a dancer coming down the pole.
The
reason why I give that warning is because one time that actually happened, where a dancer didn't see the lady stood underneath and practically landed on the lady's head. So there is now a word of warning that goes out at the top of the show.
That's a show.
It could be quite a tricky situation. But it is great. It is great. It's interactive. The fact that you can go to the bar and you can get a drink. If you're there, you know, if you're...
On the stage. Okay.
On the stage. If you're there at bachelorette party or, right. you know, you're celebrating a birthday, anything like that, and you want to have that night out, that experience where you all go with a group of gal pals or a group of friends and you go and you want to go and see a good show, you want to have a good time, you want to get up and dance, you want to be able to drink while you're watching the show, Cabaret Le Cirque is the show for you. Mm-hmm.
Starting at $30, folks, and in Vegas, I would say this, you couldn't find anything under $200 in Vegas
correct.
For show tickets. Yeah. And plus, your showroom is so close up. It's so small, but you get a lot of people in there,
but
you're all close to it.
I will say there's not a bad seat. Mm-hmm. Any seat you get, you're going to have a great seat in the theater.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's got a great angle, so you don't see any heads in front of you, that's for sure. Sherry, what's your take?
Oh, man. Well, we've got, I'm going to just piggyback off of what David said, but we do have something for everybody. We've got a disco section. We've got dancers. We've got singing. Actually, you mentioned Vegas. A lot of the Cirque acts have performed in Vegas in Cirque du Soleil shows or in something big like that. So it's pretty, it's a really amazing thing to be able to see it for such an affordable price, in my opinion, because we have a lot of talent in this cast. And
it's also a mixed bag of cultures up on the stage. We've got artists from, Alan's from Brazil. I'm from the UK. We've got some dancers from the UK up there, dancers from America. We've got people from Colombia, Spain, mm-hmm. Germany, Mongolia, mm-hmm. Mexico, Ukraine.
Who put this show together in the first place, and what... how did you all end up together?
There's a wonderful production company based out of South Carolina, and it's an American-British production company, hence why there's some British performers over here as well. And they specialize in big production shows. They actually have bought many, many, many shows over the years to the El Dorado. Your listeners may remember shows such as Dance Inferno. Actually, the Christmas show that happens at the El Dorado every year is the same company. Christmas Wonderland, I believe it's called. And so they do giant production shows, but they also do Cirque shows. So circus style shows. They have one in Myrtle Beach at the moment called Cirque Gravity 2.0, something like that.
Zero gravity.
There you go. And so they work with a lot of Cirque performers from around the world. And,
I gotta say, work is the operative word because I thought you guys obviously had rehearsed for months and months and months. I mean,
yeah.
so precise,
one month, really, actually.
So precise.
Yeah.
But have there been any mishaps?
Besides
the lady who
beside the dancer straddling the poor lady, unsuspected, she just wants her glass of champagne. do you know what? I mean, touch wood. We've had a very, very safe run up until now. Let's not jinx it. But you know, everything is done down to, you know, the fine details. You know, Alan flies around in the air and he has a piece of apparatus called a winch, and you know the timing of when Alan goes up, when he comes down, when he's swinging, everything is choreographed.
I was going to ask about that, how you do that, Alan. You're wrapped around this fabric, and I guess with your hand you can instantly lower yourself like you fall fast.
Right.
And you stop just before the floor.
Yeah. You're talking about like the death drop that I do at the end of my act.
The death trap.
Yeah.
He's right there.
The death drop. Yeah. On the silks. Which is one of the pieces that I did on AGT, America's Got Talent. And I did that on top of the judges. And they almost had a heart attack. But I actually, I did have an accident long time ago on the same movement, on the same move. I actually ended up... falling and hitting the floor, and ended up with a fractured neck at the time. I recovered from it, and I'm doing fine. Everything was fine after that, but I just went back, and I'm still doing the move, you know, because is when you're an artist, you love what you do, right? And you always, no matter what, you always go back to the stage. So there is, of course, the danger element, like David was
talking
about.
Well, that makes it thrilling. I mean,
so the people, people should not take it for granted. You know, we are performing every night, and there are a lot of other acts too, like aerial acts. Okay. There's aerial hoops, and there's the Ukrainian guy Vlad that does the handstand, and he drops from the top into the bottom. Okay. So there is a little bit of that danger element, but. So far, it's been very good. So
it's all there, folks, till July, unless we get a lot of people buying tickets and they can extend the show. Sherry, tell us about the show, what times, what days, and what people have to know.
Absolutely. So depending on the time or what day you want to go, the times do vary. So Wednesdays and Thursdays, we have a 7 o'clock show. Fridays and Saturdays, we have 8:30. And then Saturday, we also have a 6 p.m. And Sundays, we have a 5 p.m. So just make sure you look at your ticket time when you buy it and you know what time you're going to the theater, because it does change depending on the day.
And after the show, do you all do that handshake with the audience and they come out and see you? Or?
Yeah, we do photos with the audience afterwards.
Oh, that's great.
So they can take a photo with some of the cast members, which is really fun too. And it's actually, the audience response has been amazing.
Yeah.
People have been standing, cheering, clapping, dancing, and after the show, people are usually really excited too.
Like
it's
I said,
lovely.
I'm a fanboy. Cirque du Cabaret, right? Did I get
Cabaret?
Oh, jeez.
Honestly, John.
All right, Sherry, Alan, David, it's been a pleasure, and hope to see the show again. I love it; it's fantastic, folks.
You,
contact the El Dorado and get your tickets. Okay.
You can actually get tickets. I'm just going to say Ticketmaster.com. Mm-hmm. If they go on Ticketmaster.com and they type in the show name, which is Cabaret Le Cirque, then they'll be able to buy tickets on that.
All right. Guys, it was great. Awesome.
Thank you.
Good
guys.
Seeing
you.
I wish for you a long and happy show career here in Reno, but you'd be going off to other places after that's over. And that is the life of a performer.
Oh, yeah.
So, El Dorado, folks. Okay, we're going to break for Fox News. This is 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1.
And 92.3.
FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. I'm John Potter. 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3. The show is called The Weekend. It's all live and local. And Patty Wood is local, and she's here in the studio, and you're just blowing my mind here talking about how the reverse mortgage industry has totally changed, and now there's reverse buying on, I don't know,
reverse
this is
purchase.
Something, reverse purchase, I've never heard of such a thing, that people can do when they get a new home and get a line of credit and also get payments to live on. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. You're with American Pacific Mortgage.
Yes.
What is new with reverse mortgages, like what you were just telling me, which I was telling very badly, and I'm sure you can get the specifics.
Yes, let's back up a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm too excited.
So, we'll jump into the reverse purchase. We were going to talk about the HECM first, but a reverse purchase.
The heck with the HECM.
Yeah.
For now. But yes, this reverse purchase where seniors can purchase a new principal residence and they obtain a reverse mortgage.
Correct.
To use to spend.
Well, what they do, rather than, there's a couple different things. They
okay.
can take, they can take their funds and buy a larger home or something that's more of what they want with the reverse purchase, because let's say they have $350,000, they're 70 years old, they have certain things that they want to do, want to get.
Oh, travel and things like that, sure.
Correct. But if they've got $500,000, rather than go take $500,000 and buy a $500,000 house and pay all cash for it because they don't want to have a mortgage payment, what they do is they go and buy a $500,000 house. They put about $300,000 into it, so they still have $200,000 cash reserves that they can use to spend to do whatever they want to do. Never have to have a monthly mortgage payment. They are responsible for their property taxes and insurance and any homeowners association dues or that kind of stuff, and they do want to make sure that they maintain their property.
And the only catch, really, is that after they pass on, the title goes.
No.
No?
See, you're misunderstood. Okay. The title.
That's the reverse mortgage deal.
The reverse mortgage deal is the title always remains in the homeowner's name. There's a lien against the property, just as there is in a traditional mortgage. Mm-hmm. There's a lien against the property. So whoever they leave their estate to, their heirs, would either, if their heirs want to keep the home, then they keep the home and they refinance and they pay off the reverse mortgage, what's against the property, or they sell the property and then the estate would get whatever remaining balance is left after the reverse mortgage is paid off.
So this reverse purchase is kind of a new thing. It started, what, 2009?
2009, yes, here in Nevada.
Is it catching on?
It is catching on quite a bit, yes, because we have a lot of people moving in to the area, and a lot of people have higher expectations coming from certain areas that, you know, they don't have enough money to get exactly what they want. But if they, like I said, a great example, if they've got $300,000, they can almost get into a five, depending on their age. The reverse mortgage is based on the people's age. You have to be 62 and older, at least one of the party. If it's a husband, wife, one has to be 62 or older. It depends on the interest rate that they get and also the appraised value of the home. But if they came in and they put $300,000 down on a $500,000 home, no mortgage payments.
Wow. Okay. So what is the HECM? H-E-C-M.
That is the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. So what that is that is somebody that owns their home already and they want to convert some of their equity from their property into liquid cash. So there's, if somebody, you know, you can do it if you have a mortgage already on the property, as long, again, it depends on your age. The younger that you are, the more equity you have to have in the property, because the older that you are, your life expectancy is shorter. So if you have, let's say you're 62 and you have 60% equity in the property, you can take And you have a loan against the property, you want to pay off that mortgage, and then you have more of a monthly income because you're not making a mortgage payment. Now, let's say you own the property outright. Mm-hmm. If you own your property outright, then you can get a line of credit, which has a growth rate on it. We were talking a little bit about that. The growth rate is money that you're going to make on the amount that you have set aside into your line of credit. Or you can get monthly payments, if you would like to get monthly payments, or you can do both. Let's say you want to have a line of credit, but you need a little bit of income added to the income that you're already having, then you can do that as well.
Now, this is limited to people 62 and older.
Correct.
Okay. And now it's not really true that you turn over the title of your home to the bank.
No, absolutely not.
Isn't that how it started?
Years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago. It started in 1961 is when the reverse mortgage first became.
And it's a lot more flexible now.
It's a lot more flexible. I've been doing this for over 15 years now, and that's all I do is reverse mortgages. I'm a specialist in this area, and so I have seen a lot of different changes, but actually we've learned that a lot of these changes are for the best, because they've learned that, you know, some people that take too much money out might go through that money too fast, and other people have taken money and maybe had to go into a nursing home. So when they give them a little bit less money to work with, when they do have to sell their property, they have enough money to last them for.
I love the part where the seniors can use the money.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
the thing. They can use the money. They're not making the payments, the mortgage payments,
correct,
that are traditional. So big advantages there for people our age.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, there's so many seniors now, like you had spoke earlier, that have invested in all these other stocks and bonds and IRAs and this and that, and they're losing money.
Right.
So it's a good, if they could, you know, put a freeze on that and then pull some equity out of their home, that is a great alternative.
Is this cash that they get, is it taxed?
Tax-free. Tax-free. It's money that they've already paid taxes on. So there is
You can't tax twice.
No. No tax consequences.
Well, sometimes you can be taxed twice, let me tell you. Okay, questions, folks, about not just reverse mortgages, but this new property, reverse purchases, right? Is that what you call it?
Correct.
Okay. 775-884-9910. We'll have you on just for another 10 minutes here. So, folks, get your phone calls in about this if you're intrigued. And if you're 62 and up, this is for you. 775-884-9910. We're going to take a break and be back with Patty Wood with American Pacific Mortgage. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local. It's called The Weekend every Saturday between 9 and noon. In the studio with us, Patty Wood. I'm helpless without my reading glasses. And they're all spread over everywhere, probably, and not only at home, but they're spread over here. I'll bet you anything. I buy them at the dollar store, and they disappear. So this is embarrassing. I'm going to borrow your reading glasses.
That's okay.
What are these, 3.0?
No.
2.75?
I think they're 1.75. Yeah.
Folks, this is old people talk. You can hold on here. Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
Where'd you get these? Zenni?
CVS. I believe those are my Fosters.
Very nice. I could talk about glasses forever, but the topic is reverse mortgages, which you deal with at American Pacific Mortgages, and the new things like the home equity conversion mortgage. Let me ask you, how are interest rates affecting people who get the credits, who are getting the line of credit from a reverse setup like this? How are the interest rates on this? Are they helpful now going up? Does it helps people or not?
Not really. Okay. It is limiting, some people that don't have quite enough equity in their property. It's making a little bit of a difference. They're between $20,000 and $30,000 short. But it's not so bad. The people that are able to get it, the good thing is that they're not making a monthly payment. So some people sometimes say
that's a big thing.
Oh yeah. And they frown upon the adjustable rates, but I have to remind them that you're not making a monthly payment, and when they go down, they're going to go down and stay down. It's not like when you get a HELOC and the interest rate goes up and then it's due in 10 years. This is never that's never a problem.
How did you be interested? How did you get into this business of all things, reverse mortgages? I think I can answer for you, because there are so many wonderful benefits to this that more people should know about this.
And
the person or people, actually I knew more than one person who got the reverse mortgage deal. This is years ago. They could travel. They could do all these things that they could not do if everything was tied in to their mortgage and them making payments. They got to travel and do everything as seniors up until they pass on.
That is true. They can stay in their home.
They don't get the final bill.
No. And no. Their estate will deal with it. And it's actually quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I've helped so many people, and the sad thing is there's a lot of people that may lose a spouse, so they've had that extra income every month if they're making a mortgage payment. So I've really saved a lot of people that have wanted to stay in their property by putting them into a reverse mortgage, because then that frees up the stress of having a mortgage payment. And so what they get for most of my clients just have Social Security. And it's really when you're used to having two Social Securities coming in and just one is coming in, that puts a lot of stress on the person that's left to make those payments.
Can they still get a lump sum? Or, they get payments with their reverse deal, but
if they have enough equity, the key is the equity that they have in the property. Because that's the, you know, a lot of people ask me about that. Oh, if I pay off my mortgage, can I still get payments? It's all based on how much equity you have in the property.
All right, let me ask you this, because I know some people who have paid off their homes totally.
Then that's great.
Okay, so then they can start spending off the home.
Correct, correct. Then people that do not have a mortgage on their property, they're more than likely going to get a line of credit. Because the line of credit gives them the ability, they can get monthly payments if they want.
How high could those monthly payments get?
Well, it just depends on how much money you have in your line of credit. What we normally do is space it out. And again, it's all age related. If you're 62, you don't want to just get $5,000 a month for the next 10 years because you're still going to be kicking it pretty good, we hope, at 72. But if you're 72 or even 82, the older you are, the higher payments you can get, depending on how much money you have in that line of credit.
And you can, what is the term? When does it end? When did the payments stop?
When you've used up your complete line of credit. However, with the growth rate, when you leave your money in that line of credit and just pull from it as you need it, there's a growth rate, which is the interest rate plus the 0.5% mortgage insurance. That is the rate that it's
at. It pays you interest because it's sitting in a bank, right?
Well, it's not called interest. It's called a growth rate. But
growth rate, okay.
Yes, your line of credit grows. And so that's what you can pull from. So if you have a large line of credit and you want to pull more money from it, you can do that. And let's say you're getting monthly payments of $500 a month extra, but in December, you're like me and you have 7 grandbabies. So you want to do a little splurging.
You have 7 grandbabies.
I do.
You're a medical miracle.
Yeah.
And speaking of medical, that's another thing. The medical charges nowadays are so outrageous that people are really going to be turning to this. I'm sure, and getting those payments.
Yes, that has really helped. And like I said, there's quite a few of my clients, sadly enough, they struggle. What medication am I going to be able to get this month? Or what am I going to have to do without next month? And then when they learn about the reverse mortgage, it just opens so many doors, not only for just their needs, but also for what fun things they want to do.
This is the only time young people listening are wishing that they were 62.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure. Because there's a lot of people, I mean, you know what it's like to pay off a car. Can you imagine not having a house payment?
I want to get on a cruise ship.
There you go.
What the heck? I'm going to keep this brochure. How can people contact you, Patty?
I can be reached at 775-954-0366. That is my office number, and I'm Patty Wood, or Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. My NMLS number is 843-823-549.
Do you have to give that?
I do have to give that, yes.
Is that a law? I didn't know that.
Yes, I just wanted to make sure everybody knows this is what I specialize in, reverse mortgages.
Why? Are there fake reverse mortgage people out there?
You know what? I've spent lots of
scams.
Hours in becoming a professional, and that's what I do. And yes, I'm a licensed professional.
What did you do before this?
I sold real estate.
And
before I got into the mortgage business.
Okay.
I only did traditional mortgages for 2 years. And then I learned about reverse mortgages.
Well, that's the thing.
And I fell in love
with
my clients.
That's the thing about this whole thing is people have to know about it. Then you're going to have more business and you know what to do with, I think.
Well, that's great because I'm ready for it.
Okay. Patty Wood, thank you so much for being on the show.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
I mean, you answered my question, so, elderly power. Here we go. Home equity conversion mortgage.
Yes.
All right. Sound like you know a lot of folks and say, I'm with an HECM loan.
Yeah. Otherwise known as a HECM.
I gotcha. All right. Thanks, Patty. Appreciate it. Folks, I'll talk to you next Saturday, 9 to noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Remember, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. There is genius and magic in boldness. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. You welcome each day as you would New Year's Day, as a new chance to start over and do something new. Forgive. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. And finally, laugh. A lot. You will never be able to control what happens in your life, so you have to learn to find the humor in what happens. You can find the humor in anything, even reverse mortgages. Is there a reverse mortgage humor?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's a perfect end to this, I'll tell you.
There we go.
I'll see you again next Saturday, 9 to noon. Tell your friends, because this show is all local. And if you'd like to be a guest, sure, contact the station out there at Carson City, KKFT. Also, 92.3 in the Arrington area. It's good to have you folks tune in also. And we'll be back next Saturday, 9 to noon. It happens real fast, so I'll just see you in a bit. Have yourself a great rest of the weekend and a great new week. This is truly a new beginning. Look at the weather out there. Perfect weather to do a radio show, as I said. We'll see you next Saturday, folks. Have a good one.